Hello, everyone, and welcome back to 333, The Equilibrium, here on another Factual Friday, my absolute favorite days. And in the past week, I've been taking your requests as to what you want to hear every episode. And this Friday is another highly requested topic. Now, we hear a lot of things about self-respect, self-worth, and self-confidence. And there's a reason why they all start with the word self. It's because we can't find it in anyone else, and nobody can give it to us but ourselves. I think the most important value of self is self-love. The respect, worth, and confidence all come based off of how much self-love you have. Because when you have plenty of self-love, you're able to create boundaries and have standards for yourself. And with that being said, in this episode, I'll be sharing 4 steps to cultivating self-love. Number 1 is to forgive yourself. Forgiveness is not something that will always be given to us, and that can give others the power to control our self-perception and happiness. So in turn, we struggle to feel worthy because we find anger within ourselves. Forgiveness acknowledges what happened, but allows you to move forward and grow from it. To forgive yourself, I would encourage you to reflect on the circumstances that led you to your past mistakes, and acknowledge your pain and identify the takeaway or lesson you've learned from the situation. And following your reflection, you can say to yourself, "I forgive you," in an honest and kind way, and that can help you to move forward and be a better person. As I always say on this podcast, these things take practice, and in all honesty, it feels foreign and almost as if you're lying to yourself when you say these things, but I hope that you can find the room in your heart to really believe in them and practice them every time you feel self-criticism. It's the first step to changing your perspective instead of falling into loops of self-pity. Now, number 2 is to practice self-acceptance. As mentioned earlier, it's important to really find it within your heart to believe that your apologies are genuine and that each experience has its takeaway. And I understand that sometimes these experiences can be really shitty. You're not in the mindset to see everything through a rainbow looking glass. I've been there before and everything is black and white, but I would encourage you to find little parts of your day to keep you hopeful and moving forward. We're all human, trying to do the best that we can, and by accepting our flaws, quirks, and beautiful qualities, we start to see just how unique we really are. You truly are one of one. Now, number 3 is to be there for yourself. I think so many of us struggle with our inner critics, and if you haven't heard last week's episode, I talk about how to find self-confidence, and it really focused on how big of a role our inner critics play. So if you haven't tuned into last week, I would definitely give that a listen as well, but I think that when life gets really hard, we abandon ourselves and we either criticize or people please, which in both scenarios puts ourselves down and basically says, your needs aren't important, which only leaves us feeling worse and even more isolated. We end up turning to people like our best friends, our partners, and people we trust all the time, which is great. I think it's amazing to have a support system and utilize it. But one thing I can say is give it to yourself first. And that's something that I remember Jay Shetty said in one of his podcasts is whatever you need right now, give it to yourself first. So whether that's a difficult time for you and you need reassurance and comfort, or you just feel like you're not worthy of something, maybe your anxiety isn't making you feel safe even though you are okay, you can start by telling yourself, I see you, I see how badly you're hurting, and I'm here for you, and you're going to be okay. Or maybe you can say, I know you feel anxious or worried right now, but you're going to be okay. I understand it's scary for you, but you won't be faced with anything you can't handle. Now, as an extremely anxious person, that point of view and that method of self-soothing has helped me to change my whole perspective, and that includes how I nurture myself in scary situations. So next time you experience emotional pain, anxiety, or self-criticism, acknowledge how you feel and offer yourself some comfort. Place your hand on your chest or give yourself a big hug and say something kind to yourself. Now, lastly, number 4 on cultivating self-love is to connect with supportive people. Now, I don't like to call it a spiritual awakening, but when I really wanted a change in my mindset and goals and just how I pictured my life, I dove into it head first. And my awakening for me meant cutting off people that were toxic to my well-being and mental health, or not going out to parties as much as I used to, or finding new hobbies. And as you can imagine, I've made a lot of connections through those people and the things that I used to enjoy. So when that was happening for me, I felt as if I lost a lot of friends or that they no longer fit into the puzzle of who I wanted to be moving forward. I felt like I really lost a big part of me. So I think it's really important to find a solid support, whether that's friends, family, or professional guidance. When you're trying to discover who you are and what you want out of your life, you might find a lot of gaps in the picture of who you used to be, and it may feel extremely isolating. I can't even thank my friends, my family, and my therapist enough for being by my side as I tried and am still trying to figure out who I am. A lot of the times I felt misunderstood, and I don't want that for you. I know that it takes courage to free yourself from the conditions you've placed on your self-worth and image, but connections can help us get in touch with our humanity and our values. Not only is it important to have people who support you on this journey, but you may even find that some of these people are your cheerleaders or your set of eyes without the inner critic. My friends really helped me to see how the qualities I thought of myself to be annoying were actually so beautiful, and they were reasons why they actually loved me the most. I sometimes worry about talking too much or giving too much of an honest opinion, and when they heard that, they thought, "I love when you talk, and I feel so relaxed and calm when you give me advice or when you speak with me." And I learned to embrace those things because that's what was making me who I was. I hope that by sharing a lot of my experiences with you guys, it helps you to know more about me and to see that none of my stepping stones were easy to achieve. Who I am today is because of how much work I've put in, and who I'll be in the days to come depends on the work I do today. The same goes with you. You want it for yourself because of whatever change you want to make in your life, and unfortunately, it's not going to fall into your lap. Life is going to teach you the same lesson over and over again, in different forms, through different people, until you learn it. I love you guys, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Factual Friday. If you have any comments, please feel free to reach out to me on Instagram or leave a voice message on Anchor. And don't forget to participate in this week's poll if you're on Spotify, and leave a rating or review if you have the time, because it really helps me to grow and improve my podcast and my experience and practice. Thank you for tuning in, and as always, I'll talk to you soon. Bye, guys.